Hey, what's up, guys? I'm looking that way because I don't want to do this video. I'm not even gonna say the name. It's not it is Project Zero, but we're not gonna brand it anymore. I want to talk a little bit. First of all, there's food here, all right? So this is what we want to do. Cover a group of, I think we're gonna do like 4 videos back to back right now. And then of course they'll be distributed across the next 4 days. But there's just been so much shit to take care of, and I can't even cover a fraction of it on the project anymore. It's so much. So what we have here is a first video in the next Conglomerate 4. It's going to cover food. Next one, probably equipment and gifts, like gift bags and stuff. And then afterwards, sewing equipment and the current bag that we had to craft. A hole, we have to sew the hole together, and then the last one is probably going to be installing a security alarm. So maybe the last one sounds the most exciting, but for me all of them are kind of interesting in their own right. For example, the one we have here in this video is going to be a story, a very short story of me and my buddy going outside, capturing some experiences, just going up and having a conversation, catching up, as well as a bunch of other food. And you can tell that the reason why, as usual, that the reason why I have to do all 4 of these videos at the same time is because they're all kind of tied together. Anyways, I can put this down now because, or maybe not. There. Oh, I should have started the video like this because it's actually a very far better thumbnail. Anyways, so of course, slice of life in real life combined together to make this VR authentic yet VR paradox. I think I really have to start a 4th marathon here. This is not even related anymore to moving out. This is just one thing interfering with next. It is just life. These next couple videos have very little to do with moving out at all. It's really just slice of life. So I'm going to see what I can do. So first topic before we start this, the food for this video is just mention quickly that I'm planning on maybe in the next couple of days just renaming the channel completely to Slice of Life or Real Life, real lo-fi ASMR, a combination of lo-fi music in real life IRL and ASMR kind of combined together. I don't know what that means. You tell me what that stands for. All right, and then Slice of Life. I don't even know how that's a long ass title, a long ass channel name. Slice of Life in real life, IRL, slice of life, ASMR, lo-fi. That's a lot. And I tried to stick that into the title of my videos that I was editing yesterday outside, and it works. Oh, by the way, good thumbs up there. A little bit of catch up is the fact, yes, it does work out really well. I can, in fact, work on my stuff on the project outside of this shitty place here. It makes me feel way better. That I can do that at the library. Hold on a second. I gotta fix this chair. There was just that. Chaos broke loose just now. I just started cussing out the entire room right now. Everything just fell apart. There's this little notch by the chair that was wedged by the door, by the bed frame, and it just pulled, and the entire setup just fell. The headset, the alarm, the security camera. Everything just fell apart. I was so pissed off. All right. Anyways, food. Right. And before food, we were talking about before that stupid shit that just happened right now. The cover was yeah, it worked great. We left the place. We went outdoors, and then we saw we tested out working on this project while we're outdoors at the library. And in fact, it works out just fine. There's no problems with that. It is a lot slower than doing it here, but I have to mention very briefly that the main reason why it was so slow for me to work yesterday on a project is because I forgot my fucking glasses, because I woke up way too late, slept too late, had too much to do. So that was that made me very uncomfortable. But at the same time, I can't say that it was a bad experience, because at the end of the day, when I went to the library yesterday, I was already too tired to actually really focus on the project. So even if I had my glasses on, I ended up falling asleep anyways at the library. I ended up dozing off and just putting my head on the floor on a table. And another thing I should mention, oh, this is gonna be a whole video by itself, is my hand here just went numb. It's been like this for at least past, I don't know, 12 to 18 hours. The bottom right hand side of my pinky and the ring finger and a little bit of the middle finger as well. And that's because when I was dozing off, for some reason, I must have slept on my arm, my left arm, or had my shoulder, you know, there's like the arteries and stuff here that lead through circulation through to your entire arm. So I'm thinking there's some nerve damage now that's kind of almost, it's not permanent, but it's going to be at least for a couple, probably a year or two. I say that because, you know, usually I would think this, oh, it's going to last only maybe about a few days. But I've had this happen before with my right foot once. And man, it was really bad because it ended up lasting about 2.5 years. It was for one of my toes. It was, yeah, you know. So I'm a little worried because I'm actually left-handed and I'm not very pleased to have the bottom of my left hand numb for a whole year at least. But that's something that I just wanted to cover. Anyways, that's a lot of stuff that, you know, I should just make this separate video altogether because there was so much nonsense that happened. Okay. And sorry, I don't mean to pull this aside, but it's just so hot. It's like 30 degrees right now. It's going to be 30 degrees. Okay, so let's cover this stuff here. I'm going to do it briefly. It's not going to be a whole lot to discuss, I don't think. I'm glad because there's too much to cover anyways. You know what? It's 6-7 minutes in, and then we didn't really cover anything at all. That's ridiculous. What I'm going to do is just make this a throwing. This is going to be a throwaway video. Let's cover something else that was important. This flesh. Let's just kind of rehash something that was really important and then end this video. I have to take off this strap here. I noticed that I can't. It's too hot. It's too hot. I can't have this on at all. It's like 25 degrees inside this room. I want to say that the main highlight of this video, we'll switch it up. Let's just say that the main highlight is but we love listening to you. Yeah, rebranding the channel. Let's go with that. Rebranding the channel. Rebranding the project a little bit here. No, the project isn't different, but what we're going to do is we're going to separate what the display name of the channel is, and we're going to separate that from the actual project name. So the actual project itself doesn't have to be shown. Before, I would just say, you know, the display name of the channel name, is exactly the same as the actual project designation, which is Project Zero, of course, or Onro, React, something, CPT, SDAI, all that kind of stuff. But we're going to have to separate that now because the real main focus is slice of life, like everyday life, all the nuisances and responsibilities of stuff like that. It's going to be IRL, slice of life. And I should make that really, really obvious because I can't stick that in every single title. I tried to do that as I was uploading, editing the past 3, 4, 5 episodes yesterday. I have been backlogged for at least 3 weeks now, and I just couldn't get to fit the main theme of the episodes, which is slice of life, into the title because it would be too long. So I think that's what I'm gonna do. I don't know. It's a big topic in and of itself. Also, this is a pretty big topic in and of itself, health concerns. Just an update, I guess. We'll say this update video. And then we have to cover the food next. So I'm just going to end this video. Call it quits, and that's that. I'm not going to do any introduction, outro, or anything like that. We're well past beyond that, recognizing that not only is this really not beneficial for me anymore, but it's also not beneficial for the project as a whole. People don't watch this. It doesn't benefit any of you guys watching this to hear an outro or intro. That kind of stuff is like well past already. Everyone's got some more stuff to do. It's not like 10 years ago where we had so much time and not enough hobbies that we were skilled with. Now we have so many hobbies, so many activities, so many responsibilities, so many things to do, even the youth. And it just comes with the refinement and how content in general has been made so not just easily accessible. Accessibility was like a 2010 thing. It's about the expertise. Things have been mastery. Like there's mastery now. They're professionals pushing out content on all spaces. And so people now know how to pick up brand new hobbies at a professional level and say that that's going to take up, that will take a lot of time. And so people are always busy. And then they're also always agitated and they're always, you know, conscious about their time because there's so much to do and so little time. And so with that respect, no intro, no outro. We're just going to keep it like that. Okay, so that's it. Branding, health, and formatting. So we're going to cover the next video now. And I'm going to stop this and see what we can do the next one. Okay. I feel better though, by the way. I feel a lot better at the fact that I'm actually creating stuff again, even though it's only about like 3-4, maybe like 5 days ago since I created that video on the bed. We haven't even moved that bed out yet. There's just so much to do.